I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Brown County Playhouse wraps up its 2010 season with a return by Dale McFadden to the work of Alfred Urey. Last summer, he directed the Pulitzer Prize and Academy Award-winning Driving Miss Daisy. This summer, he turns to Urey's Tony Award-winning love story, The Last Night of Ballyhoo. Our guests are two of the actors from the show, New York-based Joel Leffert and IU faculty member Nancy Lipschultz. Joel, welcome to steamy South Central Indiana. Tell us about your own background. Where are you from?
First of all, it's no more steamy than Times Square this time of year, so I'd rather be here where there's grass actually growing instead of painted on.
Perfect background for a story that really does bring a New Yorker.
Exactly so. And if I had to put on a Brooklyn Eastern Parkway accent, I know I could probably do that pretty well too. But that's not my character. My character has to start talking like this, and it's a completely different attempt at making myself understood.
Now, who is this person who has this accent?
This person is Adolf Freitag, and he's the male head of an extended family of the Freitags and the Levys living in Atlanta in about 1939. And we're all living in one large household in this wealthy neighborhood in Atlanta, trying to deal with the coming crisis in World War II and expand the family business, the Dixie Bedding Corporation, of which I am the titular head now. These very wealthy Jews in Atlanta had very much thrown away their Jewishness and tried to become unrecognizable as Jews and fit into the Christian society. So this Jew from Brooklyn comes down. This young man comes in and becomes romantically involved with one of the younger ladies in the play. And his brash acceptance of his Jewishness from the North collides with our assimilationist Judaism in Atlanta. And that's a lot of the tension of the play.
Talking with Joel Leffert, our other guest is an IU faculty member, Nancy Lipschultz, whose name is usually found in IU Department of Theater and Drama programs as a vocal coach.
Right. But I'm playing Joel's sister, Beulah Levy, called Boo, and she's sort of running the household in her own mind and trying to look out for her kind of kooky daughter, Lala. We're always saying that my daughter, Lala, and I sound very Jewish, but what we do sound is we sound very strident, actually, and very opinionated. I'm very much interested in not being identified as a Jewish woman and having my daughter enter the realm of society. She has to enter Jewish society, but it is very much the assimilation of the Jews into sort of the Christian lifestyle that I'm interested in for my daughter.
Now, what about this brash young person that Joel told us about?
Oh, yes. He comes from Brooklyn, and I do not like him at all because he's very sort of in-your-face Jewish, and I can't stand that. He's not very genteel. He's not from the right part of New York City at all. He's also what we call in the play the other kind. We are German Jews, and he would be an Eastern European or of Russian heritage, and that is certainly something we don't, or at least I don't want our family to mix with at all.
The tensions of a family drama in addition to a love story.
Absolutely. The love story is very sweet. It's a sweet and wonderful, funny, sort of poignant look at a family. The dialogue is fantastic. Urey certainly captures each character. They're very unique, the way they communicate. I think everyone else is rather genteel and a lot softer. My daughter, Lala, and I, we're kind of raucous.
Softness, raucosity. and really, a lot of humor in this very warm and moving drama.
There should be.
Yeah. We've been talking with two of the cast members, Joel Leffert and Nancy Lipschultz, about The Last Night of Ballyhoo. It opens on Friday the 6th at the Brown County Playhouse in Nashville and continues through August 22nd. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.